This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Although it looked like that ban was going to be lifted, but Mark Zuckerberg decides to say no, or at least his committee did. It isn't a no, but a yes, 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 and yes, please, can I have some more? And that's when it comes to New York City and its reopening. It is opening big time, like a full capacity when you're talking about the Yankees and the Mets. And anybody who spent any time in that part of the country, it is ruled by baseball, so that tells you something there. Things are changing, and that's partially because of the vaccine and the number of cases that are down, down, down. That is the good news. Still, some people worried about being in bars or being too physically close to too many people on planes, etc. It's going to be an interesting summer. But isn't it always? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how's it hanging in your world? Hopefully things are shaking in a great direction. It does feel like people are freer and kind of testing the boundaries of what they will do and what they won't do. And that boundary is different for all kinds of folks out there. And thanks for all the emails that you've been sending me about that. So social distance, is it all about still wearing the mask every single place you go? How do you feel about eating out with your family, your friends, going to see live music? Send me your thoughts at kate@katedelaney.com, kate@katedelaney.com. And we go to the mailbag this time around. I got a bunch of those where you've told me a little bit about your life and what you're doing, not necessarily post-COVID, but I'm going to say while we are lifting in a little bit of a different direction. So we'll chat about that and a couple of other things that are on your minds as well. Mailbag coming up in our next segment. Plus, we have a mic drop and the Man Cave, your chance to win John Grisham's new book, which is really, really good. I'm almost through it. Sully is the name of the book. He does write some sports books. Of course, he writes heavily about the law, but he's got some really good sports books. And if you win, you're in a drawing for the complete library of John Grisham's sports titles, which includes Bleachers, Playing for Pizza, Calico Joe, and, of course, the new one, Sully. First, let's talk about where we're at when it comes to what else, the virus. You know, I think of a year and a half ago, and every single night I was giving you the numbers from Johns Hopkins, and people debated on the numbers. Some thought the numbers would be higher. Some thought the numbers seemed a little bit low. At this point, the number people want to know is who's vaccinated and what's happening there. 148.6 million people have been vaccinated, so that number keeps hanging around in the same direction. 55.6% of the eligible population, 16 and older, 44.7% of the total population. The thing that people are watching for across the country and the chatter, which I say the buzz in your backyard and mine, whether it's in Michigan or New Jersey or Texas or California, is the virus. And will it be under control by the summer? More people are trying to book plans, trying to get away. I think people want vacations more than anything else. They want an escape from the escape that life has been in the bubble. I really believe that. That's what it feels like to me, and I can tell by the conversations that I've had with lots of people about that. The president commits to waiving vaccine patents in a bid for speed. So just like the Kenny Loggins song, I feel the need for speed, you know. the Top Gun anthem that you hear constantly still on the air. Can you imagine when part two comes out how much we'll hear that? So the Biden administration on Wednesday really lifted some support behind a controversial proposal to seriously waive intellectual property protections for coronavirus vaccines. Many in the country who are more of the liberal variety are saying it's a necessary thing. We got to have speed. We need speed for the shots to get to billions in the developing world. While the drug folks are warning of devastating effects to vaccine production. So what does that mean? In reading between the lines or just reading straight forward, the decision is we're going to go and we're going to help. And we've really pulled some of the brightest minds that we can to figure out what, how do we proceed with this. You know, there is a coronavirus coordinator, Jeff Zients, and Bruce Reed, who's the deputy chief of staff for policy. You don't know those names, and you probably don't care, but those are the names of two of the officials who are on the team driving this. The drug industry is saying this is going to backfire. Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America predicting that allowing more manufacturing to begin making shots would spark new competition for limited ingredients. So this is what they're hanging their hat on, slowing down existing production, and they say it could lead to counterfeit vaccines. And in the end, the goal is to help other countries vaccinate people. So is there substance to this, or is there political theater to all of this? If the government wants to be helpful, what Brent Saunders, who's a biotech CEO and leads Vesper Healthcare Acquisition Corp, he says if the government wanted to be helpful, it would help expand the manufacturing capacity of the existing companies. So it's all centered on intellectual property rights, a huge part of the problem, and then manufacturing. So there's a factory in the U.S. that has the full intellectual property rights to make the vaccine, but they're not making doses because the factory has problems. The factory has ongoing safety issues. Ay, 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 ay. If you ask the people in India, would you take the risk? Do you know what the answer would be? I'm thinking it'd probably be overwhelmingly yes, as they are having to burn their own because the crematoriums are filled. Luckily, in the U.S., we're in a much different situation. So waiving intellectual property protections, does that undermine this innovation that we're absolutely hanging our hats on, relying on, to bring all of this nasty virus, this pandemic, to an end? If you talk to Senator Richard Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, that's exactly what he would tell you. He's the top Republican on the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee. So we are clearly at a standstill in some ways when it comes to the vaccine, but we are not in the United States at a standstill when it comes to moving about. It's just a question of where the line is for you. Where's that line? Some of you talking about it in the mailbag. I'm going to read your emails coming up on the flip side.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is sponsored by Amazon. If you're looking for ways to make healthy meals this summer while staying budget conscious, check out online grocery delivery from Amazon. Amazon Fresh is your grocery destination, from fresh summer fruit to snacks, meat, seafood, beverages, baby food, and more. It has everything you need for everyday meals to summer barbecues. Plus, if you're a SNAP recipient, you can access Amazon's low prices, vast selection, and convenient home delivery while using your benefits with no minimum spend or membership required. Nancy Dalton, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the importance of access to healthy and nutritious food.
Amazon understands the importance of food accessibility and is committed to helping all customers access fresh groceries. SNAP recipients can use their benefits to purchase nutritious, fresh, and high-quality ingredients, as well as staples for their families, all while saving money and time.
SNAP recipients can also access exclusive deals on popular brands like Happy Belly, 365 Everyday Value, Honest Diapers, and more. To learn more, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. We don't have to dig very far to talk about where your line is with the world opening up and me talking about it a lot on the show. You're picking up on that and have thrown in your 2 cents. You can always do that 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Mac Attack. Kate, my line is a moving target. Wifey is scared to eat out, basically go out. Does, however, for the first time go in the grocery store. It used to be curbside, but I'm playing golf for the first time in a year with 8 of my buddies. She's cool with that, but she wants no part of meeting me at the 19th hole. Yeah, so there you go, yin and yang. Wife is not all about doing anything out in public, while Hubs Mac Attack is ready to roll. I've heard that from a lot of friends, where one of the couple is fine, you know, just, again, shopping, doing whatever, and being out there a little bit more, but the other is not. Jeff in Iowa. Wow, I feel like I can breathe again, although I'm wearing the mask when I have to go in and out of places. I went out with my crew for the first time where we were really out in about a year, there were 10 of us. We were on a patio, and we were drinking pitchers. It felt like the good old days after a little softball. Good for you. So there's like a theme here. Golfing, playing softball, grabbing some pitchers. Judy in California. I feel comfortable being out, but I don't know that I trust my life to those that are out there that won't get vaccinated, that don't wear the mask, that are still kicking up all kind of hell yes, I'm going to do whatever I want, because I don't know that I trust my fellow man. I've heard too many terrible stories that have ended in the wrong way, if you know what I mean. So I have had friends over that have been vaccinated. We had a little party on our patio 2 weeks ago. Everybody there was vaccinated, and I feel comfortable with that. I'm doing things I was doing before, Kate, like I will go in a store, I'll have a mask on, but I'm not lollygagging, if you know what I'm saying. I think it probably is different for everybody, and it probably depends on where you live and what you see in your own group. Yeah, there's truth to that, right? So if you have friends that lost loved ones, and it's like, you know, telephone game horribly, where people get on and they're calling you and they're saying, fact, you know, mom died, her friend was in a nursing home, this happened, or blah, blah, blah. You know, there's always the wild story, right? But if it's really close to you and you know it's true, that's going to freak you, and you're going to probably have a different line than someone who is not attached to it, which was the theory with younger people, which now younger people are getting COVID, you know, worst cases of COVID in some senses, and depending on, again, where. But it was almost like, yeah, younger people aren't getting it, so why aren't we partying? Why can't we go and have spring break? And then the rest is history. Some of the spring breakers take a virus and they take it home to wherever it is that they were going when they spent time, let's say, in Miami. All right, how about this one? This is interesting, and it has to do with the whole mask thing. And I didn't realize this because I just flew, but I flew on American. But I got this from Bruce. Kate, I just was on a JetBlue flight, and there's a lot of conversation about the mask. Everybody was wearing the mask, but there was apparently on another flight a passenger who refused to wear the mask and went off dropping a lot of F-bombs, etc., and now is in some serious trouble and is going to get a huge fine. Yeah, that story, thanks for that. That story started circulating the other day. It was a woman on a JetBlue flight from the Dominican Republic to New York, and the fines are like over $32,000, would not wear a mask, threw food and an empty bottle. There's again, part of the culprit, right? An empty bottle of alcohol in the air and was shouting, F this, F that, whatever, at all of the crew. So the passenger is actually one of four that they're taking action against for unruly behavior while flying. So, I mean, listen, she not only threw food, she hit, allegedly, a flight attendant twice, scratched a crew member's hand, and grabbed another flight attendant by the arm. She must have thought she was in an episode of Bridesmaids. That, oh, maybe I'm auditioning. Isn't that coming to TV? That was the big movie, of course, with Kirsten Wiig, where she was pretty wild on a flight and caused a big disturbance and they had to land. But this is real life. So that disturbance prompted the pilot to return to the Dominican Republic. So imagine that. All those people are flying and he has to turn around. And there have been other things that have happened on other flights. I heard about a story with Southwest where a passenger is going to get slammed with $16,000 plus in fines for refusing to wear a mask, being combative, screaming obscenities. But this happened back in January, and repeatedly being asked, wear the mask, wear the mask, wear the mask. I mean, I will tell you this, they're absolutely bombarding you with the wear the mask thing. From the time I stepped foot in the American lounge and then boarded the plane, they many, many times mentioned the mask, wearing the mask. You have to wear the mask. You can't wear these different varieties of masks, too. They were very specific about it. about what you, you know, had to wear. So, yeah, of course. I mean, there's other examples of people who have been wild on planes and, you know, won't wear the mask. But look, the FAA are saying this is a zero tolerance policy, period. So there have been complaints about unruly passengers. And you know how many complaints the FAA has gotten since February? And this is what, May? 1,300. Now, not all of those 1,300 are being investigated, apparently, but at least 260 are being investigated. Ooh, that's kind of scary, huh? And it does fall into that category of, is summertime coming up? Are you comfortable to fly? Would you go and see somebody? I mean, we live in a world where we don't live near our relatives for the most part. Maybe you're lucky. Maybe you live driving distance, but a lot of us don't, which for me, when I was remote and I was in Florida, that was the beauty of it. That's where my family is, a lot of my family. So I got to see them for the first time in a very, very long time, a very long time. All right, how about this one? We're going to switch gears here. This is from Liz, who says, Kate, like the show, gotta say, Facebook's gotta go. I don't get it, but I maybe do because they're trying to play politics. Apparently, an oversight board upheld the ban on Donald Trump, but ultimately, I guess the decision goes back to the company, so they're kind of kicking it around all over the place as to who really has the oversight on this. And remember, Trumpy was suspended for, they say, for encouraging violence during the Capitol riot January 6th. Do you think this ban will be permanent or not? I think they're playing politics. I think you're right. I mean, you know, they do have an oversight board on purpose so that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have to be the bad guy on any of this. And the funny thing is, they upheld the ban, right, this oversight board, but then they threw it back to the company like, oh, you know, that's up to you. It's, you know, you gotta come up with what you want to do about your, it's your company. So, it's funny because social media is unchecked. I mean, these platforms are megaphones for world leaders, and that was certainly the case for our former president and all kinds of other people. And there's no regulation. And then that's another debate because there's talk of, you know, having some sort of regulatory body. But how do you do that? That's like the internet is the Wild West and these platforms, same thing. So Facebook has really kicked the hornet's nest. Absolutely. And I know that's what they're saying. They're saying that, oh, no, it's not permanent. It's not permanent. There's no rule on this because they're just going to keep tossing it around. They're going to be vague and they're going to be uncertain about it. That's exactly what they're going to do. All right, you can send me your thoughts, like I said throughout this, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. the Biden administration has announced its support for waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccinations. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that the administration will participate in text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization in order to make that happen. Tai added that the administration will also work to expand vaccine manufacturing and distribution globally as the U.S. secures its supply of vaccine. And two American tourists have been found guilty of murdering an Italian police officer in Rome and have been sentenced to life in prison. The pair, who were 18 and 19 at the time of the killing, admitted to stabbing the officer, claiming self-defense, and that they believed the officer, who was not in uniform at the time, was out to get them. The pair from California received the harshest penalty allowed under Italian law and will be eligible for parole after 21 years. You're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC is expecting a sharp decline in COVID cases in the coming weeks if vaccinations continue at high rates. A new study published Wednesday predicts that new cases will take a dramatic drop in July if people continue to get vaccinated and take mitigation measures where necessary. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that the decline could come faster if more people get vaccinated sooner. Dr. Len Horowitz, a pulmonary specialist with Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, tells CBS News that as cases drop, COVID-19 can transition to a disease that is managed by vaccinations.
Vaccination is the key to getting out of this. That said, we're probably not going to eradicate this virus the way we eradicated smallpox. That took 2 centuries of inoculation, but we did eradicate that. This virus is probably going to be transitioned to a more manageable kind of virus, but like measles, which is still with us, but with vaccination, there are just little pockets of measles outbreaks here and there, but it's still with us.
This is USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket. It's our show. I've got a golden sun up in
who
the sky.
Who doesn't want a golden ticket? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. One of my favorite movies as a kid. It might have been on your list, too. So this could be a golden ticket for somebody. There's two different aspects to this. Let me explain. There's a thing called Blue Origin, and it's been developed the last 6 years, and it's a rocket that's promoting space tourism. It finally has a date for its first commercial mission, July 20th. Wow, July 20th. And one of the first passengers is going to be the winner of an online auction. Yes. Shocking, I know. Anyone can place a bid on the company's website. And this is Jeff Bezos. This is his baby. Right? It's kind of the battle of the billionaires when you think of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and their rocket companies. But let's stick with Blue Origin. So anybody can place a bid. And the first round of bidding will run from May 5th, hello, we're here, to the 19th. The bids will be sealed, so nobody will be able to see how much other people offered. An unsealed round of bidding begins May 19th. And then finally, a live auction on June 12th will conclude the contest. Now, the money from the auction is going to be donated to Club for the Future, which is really cool. It's a youth-focused foundation that's meant to really inspire kids to study science and technology. Now, it's not clear how much the ticket is expected to fetch, but Blue Origin is the first one up. Can you imagine who else will be on the first flight and how much they paid for their seats? Yeah, it would be an interesting crew, I would say. Now, there are a few limitations on who can take this new Shepard flight. You got to be 18 or older. You got to be in good physical shape, enough anyway, to climb 7 flights of stairs in a minute and a half. Whoa. Minute and a half. Can you do 7 flights of stairs in a minute and a half? I'm going to have to time myself. You have to be between 5 feet and six feet four in height. Got to be between 110 pounds and 223 in weight. So that's it. That's because they got to have the weight of the passengers. You have to be able to fasten and unfasten your seat harness in less than 15 seconds. Well, this is getting scary. You got to spend up to an hour and a half strapped into the capsule with the hatch closed. And here's a big one. You have to withstand up to 5.5 Gs in force during descent. So Blue Origin was actually founded 2 decades ago by Jeff Bezos. And now it's a fully autonomous spacecraft that can carry up to 6 people. And it's taken about a dozen automated test flights with the cabin empty at their facility in Texas. And all of them pretty much have gone off as expected. What's really interesting about this is if you can pass all that stuff, what will happen is if you're in it, you would be there. There's 2 reusable pieces. There's a small dome-shaped capsule, and there's a with rectangular windows, and there's a 60-foot-tall rocket booster that blasts the capsule, poof, up to 3 times the speed of sound as it just flies toward outer space. The capsule will detach from the rocket at the peak, kind of near the peak, so it'll go 60 miles high. It'll spend a few minutes suspended in weightlessness, so that's where you would be, before parachuting back to Earth. The passengers will spend a total of 10 minutes in the air and climb to 60 miles above Earth. There's been so much speculation about this. The Blue Origin named its spacecraft, by the way, for Alan Shepard, who was the first American to travel into space 60 years ago. You all knew that, right? But this is cool, too. This would be a future trivia question. So in the decades since Alan Shepard did that, fewer than 600 astronauts have been to space above what they call the Kármán line to see borderless Earth and the thin limb of the atmosphere. And what astronauts say, and this is true because I've had the pleasure of interviewing a couple of them, including John Glenn in my career, they all say it changes them. That's it. It's a game changer. And that line is the altitude that is internationally considered the boundary to space at about 62 miles, right? Or 100 kilometers, if you will. Whew. I mean, I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't know if I could do all the requirements. What would be really hard, maybe the hardest would be an hour and a half strapped into a capsule, the hatch is closed, and you have to withstand 5.5 Gs in full force, during a descent. But sounds so cool, doesn't it? And there's even talk, about a free ride, right? So like a true drawing. It would be the golden ticket like in Willy Wonka. But this is going to be fun to watch and to see what happens. And it's set to happen July 20th. You can bet it will be must HCTV, right? Whether you're watching the small screen, the big screen, or whatever screen you have, I think people around the world are going to be very, very curious about what happens with the with Blue Origin and the Shepherd and that whole flight and what that's going to be like. I love it. I do. I love it. I kind of geek out on the space stuff. Not I didn't necessarily do that when I was younger, but I don't know. Maybe it's something about watching some of the cool things, especially now that are happening because of private money. I mean, you got to think about Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and this big competition for pieces of what they're doing in space. Elon Musk, that's incredible what's happened with him and SpaceX. And now you have Jeff Bezos in the game, and, you know, who knew? So, hey, capitalism. If they can make it happen, if they can find a way, and they get people that are there to jump on their rides, then it works. I mean, it all comes full circle, I think. That's the good news. All right, something that doesn't work, and I feel compelled to tell you about this because there has been this COVID-19 bubble, and one of the annoying things to me, although I get it, and bravo to all of you who have done it, so people have shelled out some pretty big coin for Peloton, right? So for Peloton bikes to jump on the bike, and also some people have gotten the treadmill because they weren't in gyms. They weren't going back to gyms, and they wanted to be in shape and get in shape instead of eating the midnight chips or getting the Will Smith belly, which, by the way, he's going to have a YouTube series about losing weight and getting healthy because he says he's the heaviest he's ever been. And it was so odd to see a picture of him in his shorts where he really did have like a beer belly. So he wasn't doing the Peloton thing, but a lot of other people were, and they were constantly showing you pictures, who they rode with, what happened, all that sort of thing. So Peloton recalled its Tread Plus and treadmills Wednesday. They said they were wrong to fight the Consumer Product Safety Commission's request to do it. Wow. There's about 125,000 treadmills that are part of the recall thing. And they said it's very unusual. They said they made a mistake by refusing to do that and put out a whole big statement about it. So that covers, you know, this Tread Plus and the cheaper Tread. This is where they run you. If you had the Tread Plus, it was $4,295. The cheaper version, $2,495. And, the reversal comes 2 weeks after they issued an urgent warning for the users of the machine, because at the time they said they were unaware of 39 accidents involving the treadmills. The saddest thing is you had reports of kids that got trapped, pinned, and pulled under the treadmill. Because think about kids that were home. And there was even a video showing a small child playing with a powered-on treadmill while it lifted off the ground, and the child was pinned under it. And then they detailed a couple of other incidents, including pets and objects and other things that got sucked underneath the treadmill, saying, you know, possible harm to the user if the user loses balance as a result. Oh, would that be the worst? I'm getting in shape, and then all of a sudden the Peloton becomes like a death walk for you. It's terrible, some of what's happened. So it is a flip. It's weird. The Consumer Report said it's welcome news, but the delay left customers in danger that there was too much time in between when those stories started to come out, and now what's happened there. And like I said, a lot of people do the Peloton bike thing. You hear more about that, but they definitely have treadmills, and it was on the rise. People that were, you know, shelling out the bucks to get the treadmills because they were missing doing the walking thing at the gym. My oh my. And so we move on to the man cave. I'm going to hold the door open for all of you. The coronavirus
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's time to
invade the man cave.
Appreciate your thoughts on that. By the way, I have a book called Invade the Man Cave. Just go to Invade the Man Cave and you'll find out all about it. Or go to KateDelaneyRadio.com. I'm running a special on the Man Cave book. So we're inside right now, and I am so pleased to announce that Phil, Joe, John, Sam, and Tony have all been our latest winners. Boy, you just, you know, put it out there and all of you respond. I asked you to just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, hit contact, and say, "Sully me." And the ones that did that, I'm sending you a book. We only have a couple of copies left, but we do have some left because we have a huge box of them. And what is Sully? New York Times bestselling author John Grisham's new book, Sully, takes you to a different kind of court in his first basketball novel. Samuel Sully Suleiman is a young, talented hooper with big dreams and even bigger challenges off the court. from his drive to succeed on the court to the really devastating news of the civil war in his home country of Sudan and his determination to bring his family to America. Suli is a gripping and moving story. The novel shows John Grisham's storytelling power, and nobody tells a better story than John Grisham. Isn't that true? I was hooked on anything John Grisham as soon as I read the Pelican Brief. By the way, I'll just throw that in. So what's really cool is when you go to katedelaneyradio.com and go to contact and you say Suli me, S-O-O-L-E-Y, then I'll respond and ask for where we send the book to you. And you'll get a copy of the book. And you're also entered into a drawing for a library of John Grisham's sports titles, including Bleachers, Playing for Pizza, Calico Joe, and Suli. Yes, Suli. All right. What's going on in the man cave? So let's talk about this. Orioles, 6 Mariners, zip. Yep. Zip. Nothing. And why is that significant and why is that worth mentioning? It's because John Means, watching John Means, who was throwing a bunch of sinkers in his no-hitter, was pretty wild to see. A true lefty going side to side, hitting the inside of the plate, change-up bombs also being thrown in, curveballs mixed in to really befuddle the hitters. Just an amazing performance by John Means. So he just missed pitching a perfect game, but a first career no-no. There is something about that that is so thrilling, and especially if you're an Orioles fan. I was somewhere where I kept catching glimpses of it, and I realized what was happening, that, oh my gosh, this has all the makings of a no-no. And because I covered baseball, I would be in the pit while the Rangers were down on the field, and when it looked like there was going to be a no-hitter, the possibility even of a no-hitter, I get, boom, calls, come down, this might be a no-hitter, no, there's a no-no on the way, and of course it didn't happen, but a couple of pitchers got close. So this is a guy who made his major league debut in 2018, he was an all-star in 2019, and he threw the 10th no-hitter in Orioles history on May 5th. So congratulations to him. Almost a perfect game, but hey, the no-hitter versus the Mariners, wow. I was reading some of the Twitter feeds of what, you know, people had to say, and there were all kinds of accolades, of course, and, you know, it's been almost 30 years, and this is a kid who dreamed of having a moment like this, and it may have been one of the best pitching performances, and that's saying a lot, in Orioles history. So congratulations to him. The rare feat of getting the no-no, which means that ball will most likely, I'm sure it will be in the Hall of Fame, the Mecca in Cooperstown, New York. If you haven't been, go. And if you're even a mild baseball fan, it is a really cool place to go hang out, and it's beautiful. It's off of a lake, and that whole area in upstate New York. You have to fly into, we don't have to, but you could fly into Albany, and then you get a car and you go from there, or you just drive there. Maybe you're listening to me someplace where you're not actually that far away, so how about that? All right, to talk about giveaways, the NFL is offering 50 free Super Bowl tickets to fans who have been vaccinated for COVID-19, part of a global event to encourage getting vaccinations. So, of course, they're working with the White House COVID response team. Isn't that where we started the show? And Global Citizen, the Super Bowl promotion, is asking fans to share why they got vaccinated or will soon do so. They're going to announce Saturday night during Global Citizen's Vax Line, which is a concert to reunite the world, and there's going to be all kinds of artists there, right, that are going to be performing, entertainers. They're going to announce more details on that, and the actual show on Saturday is at the stadium in Los Angeles where the 56th Super Bowl will be held next February. And we already know, you know, there's, what, 3 million vaccinations have been administered at 21 NFL stadiums since January. And in February, 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers were invited to attend the Super Bowl in Tampa. They were guests of the league. So now there's going to be some vaccinated fans, however this works out. And maybe you have to post it or something, but I don't know any secret details on it. But 50 Super Bowl tickets, which I would have to assume, you know, those seats might be pretty darn good. And by the time the Super Bowl rolls around, that's kind of an interesting question. Would it be just full capacity in Los Angeles, or would there be some social distancing? I'm betting right now, if things continue the way they are, it would be full capacity. But who knows? Who knows? The Aaron Rodgers saga continues. And when I say continues, because if you're a Green Bay Packers fan, you are freaked. You're freaked because all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers might not be with your Packers. He's the league MVP, for goodness sake. You were, a couple of turns away from a possibility of going to the Super Bowl the last time around, but it didn't happen. Even Brett Favre, the former icon of Green Bay land, weighed in and said he hopes Aaron Rodgers can win another Super Bowl with the Packers, but he's not optimistic there's going to be another run because of what he says he knows about the rift between Rodgers and the team. He says that he had a text conversation with Rodgers and made some comparisons to why he left the Packers in 2008. I mean, it is the million-dollar question. Green Bay fans are so loyal, and they love their quarterbacks. And this is a quarterback who's not only the MVP, but he did win them a Super Bowl. So does he just walk away, or does he end up with somebody else? You know, one of the teams that people are talking about is, how about the New Orleans Saints? Drew Brees isn't there anymore. Is that a possibility? Does he play for another team? Or is this it? Or what happens? Again, details are sparse. Brett Favre may have the inside track because he's part of the quarterback club and they're texting back and forth. He's not revealing that many details. But it's a very strange thing. And, of course, now that becomes the talk. Again and again and again, what's going to happen? Is he going to be back there or not? Tell us. And if you're a Green Bay fan, you hate this, right? All right, we're closing the door on the man cave. If you have any thoughts, send them to me. You know, all roads go back to KateDelaneyRadio.com. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.